Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Happy New Year, American Savages. I am your host, Cicely Davis, and welcome to The Savage Truth. If you're new to the channel, you are joining at the right time. Welcome as we move into 2025. For those of you who have been with me since the beginning and or have seen a couple episodes, thank you so much for your support and your loyalty in joining me and allowing me to speak into your life a little bit. And let's just swap ideas. I appreciate having you. I appreciate having an audience. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak on these important issues. Whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it is this, and it will be the same all throughout 2025, and it is this. Do please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And let's get into it, because we are on the precipice of a brand new year. And as we stand on the precipice of 2025, there's an undeniable sense of optimism sweeping through the Republican Party and America at large. I don't know if you feel it. I certainly feel it. I have been for quite some time, all throughout the campaign of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, but certainly on the night of November 5th and thus after, okay? With Donald Trump preparing to return to the White House, we're witnessing the dawn of a new era, one that promises to restore the greatness and pride of the United States of America. After 4 years of chaos and uncertainty and blunders and bloopers and just poor, inept, unqualified leadership under the Biden administration, of course, the return of Trump signifies the revival of common sense leadership, strong presence, right? America returning, being back, back on top. Okay, where it belongs, a return to traditional values and a focus on securing the future of all Americans. In 2025, America will not only recover, but thrive under Trump's decisive leadership, and the best is yet to come. One of the most exciting prospects of Trump's second term is his anticipated cabinet appointments. Trump has a keen eye for assembling a team of dedicated patriots who understand what it takes to keep America strong, secure, and prosperous. And he certainly learned from his selection from last time. He's not making some of those same mistakes again. I am so excited and looking forward to this cabinet that will work in concert and under the leadership of Donald Trump. Two names that stand out are Pete Hegseth and Kash Patel, of course, two figures who embody the spirit of Trump's America First agenda. Hegseth, of course, from Minnesota, so I'm a little biased, of course, but with his military background and strong stance on national security, would be a key asset in reinforcing America's defense policies. His no-nonsense approach to leadership would inspire confidence in both our military and American citizens, ensuring that the defense of this nation remains unwavering. Then you have Kash Patel, KP, a tireless, really smart, keen, savvy, fearless fighter for justice and national security, is another name to watch out for. Known for his work in the intelligence community and his commitment to uncovering the truth, Kash Patel would be a crucial player in securing the homeland and holding those who have undermined our national interests accountable. I'm so looking forward to justice being served. And I want to understand, I want to know, same as you, so many of you, want to truly know and understand the true inner workings of January 6th. I want to understand about the Steele dossier and the cover-ups, right, and all the scandals. I want to know who was truly behind them, what led them, and how deep was the Biden administration as an operative played a role into the demise and the slander of Donald Trump and just the undermining of America and treasonous actions. I'm really curious about that. And I want justice because I personally, like so many of you, have lost all confidence in all of our abbreviated agencies. I want to see that restored. And I want someone who will get in and do that without partisanship, right? Who is really truly interested in digging deep and finding truth and giving it to us, the American people, so that we are aware and that we restore trust. Kash Patel, with his deep understanding of how the swamp operates, Patel would serve as an invaluable ally to Trump in draining the bureaucratic swamp and returning power to the people. The power belongs to us. It belongs with us, folks. This is how this country was founded. These two potential nominees represent the backbone of Trump's vision for a government that works for the American people, not the global elite. The return of Donald Trump to the White House is not just about one man. Keep that in mind. It's about the restoration of true, defined American normalcy, right? We keep hearing this term, return to normal. I want a return of American normalcy. Under Trump's leadership, we will see a nation that once again values individual freedoms, embraces the American dream, and upholds the rule of law. No longer will the rights of law-abiding citizens be trampled in favor of radical leftist policies. Okay, I need to shut up the AOCs and the Ilhans and the Tlaibs. And, you know, we got Bush out. That's good. We got the fire. The man that pulled the fire alarm, he's out. But we need to get rid of more. Under Trump, there will be a renewed commitment to securing our borders, rebuilding our economy, and strengthening the American family unit. Now, with his proven track record of success, Donald Trump, it's clear that we're in for a period of unprecedented growth and prosperity. Okay, if you're smart, start planning now. Catch in and get in on that wave and ride it. It's going to be a fun, nice ride. Economically, Trump's policies will ignite a renaissance in American industry and job creation, right? With his emphasis on deregulation, lower taxes, and fair trade, we will see businesses thrive. This is what Americans have been missing. Jobs return to the American soil and wages rise for working class families, right? The heartland, the true heart of America. The promise of American exceptionalism will be alive once again, as industries that were once sent overseas will return home, fueled by Trump's America First trade policies. The result will be a booming economy, lower unemployment, and an expanding middle class, restoring the core of American society. You know what? The expansion of the middle class is really important because it's the middle class who actually spends money. I don't know if people actually understand that. The middle class are the ones who actually spend money, okay? We need the middle class to be expanded and has been severely shrunk since the Biden administration's takeover of the White House. Trump's foreign policy will also play a pivotal role in securing a bright future for America. His America First stance will ensure that the U.S. is no longer entangled in endless foreign conflicts that drain resources and cost American lives. Instead, Trump will focus on building strong alliances based on mutual respect and economic prosperity. We can fully expect to see a reassertion of American leadership on the global stage with a focus on protecting our interests, promoting peace through strength, and putting American sovereignty above all else. This is what we've been missing for the last 4 years. Be honest with you, we've been missing it since Obama. Okay, we can go back that far at least. This will be a stark contrast to the weak-kneed globalism that characterized the Biden administration's foreign policy. Now, in 2025, we can look forward to a revitalized judicial system. Criminals actually being prosecuted and locked up and put in jail and under the jail where they actually belong. Trump's commitment to appointing judges who uphold the Constitution and protect individual liberties. His previous appointments to the Supreme Court were nothing short of transformative, with the exception of a few and one who actually is a woman who can't define what a woman actually is. But hey, right? No group is 100% perfect. And with the responsibility of more vacancies, Trump will continue to shape the judiciary to reflect conservative values and principles. The rule of law will once again be paramount, ensuring that the rights of Americans are protected from overreach by government and by the courts. Now, on a cultural front, Trump's second term will restore American pride in the values that have made this country great. From supporting religious freedoms to promoting traditional family values, Trump's policies will reflect the core beliefs that have always been the foundations of American society, right? I mean, to say that a man and a woman heading a family is racist, we're going to do away with those kind of things. Really excited for that. Under his leadership, we can expect to see a return to respect for our national anthem, our flag, and our history. This is how bad it's gotten, folks. The Cultural Revolution published by the left will be challenged head on as Americans reclaim their right to define their own values and their own identity. Trump's commitment to law and order will also provide much needed stability across the nation. The chaos and the lawlessness that have plagued major cities under liberal leadership will be put to an end as Trump's administration ensures that law enforcement has the resources and the backing and the confidence to do their job that they need to protect American citizens. The safety of our communities will once again be a priority. And to that, we can exhale. And Trump's policies will ensure that criminals face justice and law-abiding citizens can live without fear. Finally, one of the most important aspects of Trump's return is his unwavering dedication to the First Amendment and this right to free speech. I mean, nobody's been canceled more than Donald Trump, so he fully understands because he has experienced it. Now, under the Biden administration, censorship and cancel culture ran rampant, stifling open debate and silencing conservatives in particular. But with Trump back in office, we will see a robust defense of free speech, ensuring that every American has the right to express their opinions without fear of retribution. This will be a breath of fresh air for those who have felt silenced and marginalized in recent years. Now, I have to do this because as we move towards a more promising 4 years, we need to look back, only briefly though, to remember the farce of the previous administration so as to not repeat it again. Okay, we need to be reminded of how terrible they were. Don't be afraid to look in the past and in this circumstance, okay? Keep that rearview mirror up and keep us mindful and to never, ever forget. Now, here's a concise list of the Biden administration's most notable failures, flops, and blunders since 2020, all from your girl's perspective, with a dash of satire and wit, if you don't mind. First up, Afghanistan withdrawal disaster. Mission accomplished turned into mission impossible. Okay. The Biden administration's hasty and chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan left American citizens, allies, and military equipment behind, all while the Taliban staged a victory parade. It was like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Next, we can talk about skyrocketing inflation. Thanks to Uncle Joe, your Build Back Better is burning wallets faster. Inflation hit a 40-year high and the cost of living skyrocketed. You know what you're paying for eggs and a bag of groceries and for gas and electric bills. Americans saw their grocery bills and gas prices soar while Biden tried to blame everything on global factors like Putin's price hike, because that makes perfect sense, right? My goodness. Simply, let's talk about supply chain crisis. You remember that? Who needs products when you can have supply chain issues? A global shortage of everything from toilet paper to cars became a reality under Biden's watch. Remember, moms couldn't get formula for their babies? While this team played catch up, Americans were left waiting weeks for things they needed as ports became parking lots and trucks became luxury storage units. What a shame. The border crisis, you know, open borders, more like open invitation. Under Biden, the southern border became the most popular place in America for illegal crossings. Despite promises to secure the border, illegal immigration exploded, leaving the Border Patrol overwhelmed and cartels absolutely thrilled. But hey, who needs a secure border? You can have a Welcome to America party every single day. Let's not forget about the energy policy fiasco. Drill, baby. Oh, wait. Never mind. Biden came into office and immediately shut down the American energy independence. He canceled pipelines and killed fracking, only to then beg OPEC to pump more oil. Now, Americans are paying a lot more to fill up their tanks. It's almost as if green energy didn't come with a green wallet bonus. Let's talk about the misinformation mishaps. The Follow the Science tour, featuring Dr. Anthony Fauci and company. Remember when Biden promised to follow the science? Yeah, so much for that. From confusing mask mandates to constantly shifting COVID guidelines, it felt like the science was changing faster than Biden's approval rating. What a fiasco. The defund the police debacle. Now, I am from the state that is the birthplace of the defund the police debacle. Who needs law enforcement when you can have feelings? Well, cities burned like Minneapolis and crime rates spiked like in Minneapolis, the Biden administration failed to offer any meaningful support to law enforcement, and the defund the police rhetoric gained traction. Like I said, Minneapolis is ground zero for defund the police, so I can speak for days on just this subject alone. But don't worry, though. Biden just hoped that crime would magically disappear. Oh, you're going to love this one. The Build Back Better fantasy. Better for who? Because it's definitely not the taxpayer. The $3 trillion Build Back Better plan, which was going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, or so we were told, ended up a bloated, over-budget disaster that got stalled in Congress. But hey, the government was still very happy to send out more checks that people might not need. Russia and Ukraine. Masterclass in diplomatic fumbles. Biden's foreign policy. Let's just pretend we can predict what Putin will do next. When Russia invaded Ukraine, Biden responded with a strong mix of sanctions, verbal condemnation, and sending Ukraine a ton of military aid while ignoring the fact that some of what that aid ended up in the wrong hands. The real question became, was he trying to stop Russia or just play a very long, expensive game of chess? Let's talk about the presidential cognitive adventures. Is it a speech or an episode of Guess What Biden Will Say Next? Joe Biden's public speaking gaffes became a source of endless entertainment. I, for one, know we talked about a lot on this show. Between misplaced words, mixed up policies, and awkward pauses, it became clear that Biden's regular speeches were more of a guessing game than a policy briefing. For some, it was a tragedy. For others, it was an early candidate for comedy special of the year. In short, the Biden administration has been a train wreck in slow motion, a circus without a ringmaster, and a series of political oops. Moments that have made Americans wonder if the White House has been under construction or under demolition. But don't worry, it's all part of the plan, right? In conclusion, the year 2025 will mark the beginning of a new chapter for America, a chapter filled with optimism and prosperity, a renewed commitment to the values that have always made this country exceptional. With Donald Trump back in the White House, the American people can look forward to a government that serves them, the people, protects them, the people, and empowers them, the people, to achieve the American dream. With a strong, capable cabinet, a booming economy, a restored judicial system, and a renewed focus on national pride and security, Trump's second term will be a bright future for all Americans. The best is truly, truly, truly yet to come. And that, my friends, is the Savage Truth. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, going all the way through 2025, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.